the region teams is held at their council meeting Tuesday, November 9th, 2021 to order. Counselor Amaro sends her regrets. She's unable to attend due to health related reasons. Are there any changes or approval to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll ask for approval of the agenda. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Are there any petitions to table? Public question comment session. Anyone who wishes to make a comment, please give your name and your civic address.
Oh, yeah. Can you go to the mic?
Yeah, go to the mic, yeah. Thanks, Councilor Trump.
Mic on, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. Mayor Norman, Leon Robertson, Cottage Street in Liverpool. Under 7.3, the NSFM caucus status structure. The CEO has provided a report there and has indicated that perhaps you should look at going to regional caucus. You could be in that category there. At the
that is correct.
Meeting. And it sounds like it would be a good idea. Something around that. Thank you.
Yep. Approval of the minutes. 5.1, regular council October 26, 2021. Moved by Councilor Brown. Seconded by Councilor Charlton. All in favor? Passed. Approval of the public hearing, Milton Douglas House designation. 5.2, moved by Councilor Hawks, seconded by Councilor Fancy. All those in favor? Passed. 6.1, recommendation request for area rate. This arose from the discussion at our last council meeting. There is a recommendation in the package. If someone would like to make that recommendation. Councilor Brown.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve policy 23 respecting request for area rate.
And that's seconded by Councilor Hawks. And as you can recall from the last meeting, some of the discussion points, you can see the changes that you wish were made. The applicant fee has been changed, and there is a date as to when the applicant should have their information in. Is there any other information anyone seeks, or any questions or clarifications? Councilor Gidney?
I just have a question on the, I guess it's the legality of the prep for the area rates. I received some information and I'm not, I haven't had ample time to investigate or anything else. And I read section 75 bracket 1 of the Municipal Government Act, and it said, for any purpose for which a municipality may expend funds or borrow. And I'm trying to relate that to a community's group or service. Would we expend funds to them? Like that's.
You can CAO McNeil will answer that question, but we expend funds throughout the year to community organizations, grants and such matters. Municipalities in this province have been applying area rates for a long time. I can recall Milton Community Hall, Brooklyn Rec every year, the Community of Caledonia, but as per your question about the legality of that question, CEO McNeil.
So the Municipal Government Act clearly provides authority for the municipality to establish area rates. It allows us to establish it for certain areas, for certain purposes. It allows us to establish different commercial and residential rates. So for instance, we used to have bid taxes just for commercial. So there's clear authority to establish area rates. And there's also clear authority for municipalities to provide grants to corporate bodies, which are nonprofit groups in many instances. So there's clear authority to collect the money through the taxation through an area rate, and there's clear authority to provide that money to community groups.
But this is not a grant, though. That's my, so it's a I need clarification. I just don't understand this.
I wasn't aware the question was coming up, so I'd have to look at the legislation.
Okay,
Whether it says,
I'm sorry.
But the municipality is able to provide funds to community groups. So whether you call it a grant or a payment or a contribution, that's getting into the technical legal issues. But as the mayor said, municipalities have been providing area rates or establishing area rates across this province for 50 years. So it's nothing new for someone to raise the issue about the legalities of it. And a member of the public believes that our municipality or any municipality is doing something contrary to legislation, they have the ability to contact the minister or contact the province and question it. So, but we don't provide legal advice to individual citizens or to try to.
No, I wasn't suggesting that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
For any other comments? Not, I'll ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Approved. And that was the end of our recommendations that came forward from our past meeting. Discussion point 7.1, appointment to diversity and action team.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
An application was received for membership to the Diversity and Inclusion Action Team by Matthew Adams. On the application, it indicated that they would give representation to the youth and to the 2SLGBTQ community. They have, which is very important because we've been lacking a youth voice, so we're quite pleased to receive an application from youth. They have experience and leadership in the sense that they led their high school's Gender and Sexuality Alliance for a couple of years, so it seems as though this youth comes with a great deal of experience and knowledge and could be very useful to our team.
So, is there Councillor Charlton?
I'd just like to say I'm really pleased to hear that youth has brought an application for her. That's wonderful. Very supportive of that.
Mr. Brown?
How many members do we have on the committee right now?
There are nine, so we do have just one vacancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone like to make a motion that this issue be referred to the next council meeting for recommendation? Councillor Charlton?
I'll move that this be brought back to the next council meeting for a recommendation to have Matthew Adams to the Diversity and Inclusion Committee.
Seconded by Councillor Brown. Any further discussions? Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed.
Thank you.
7.2, Queen's Place Canteen. Before we start the discussion, I will open it with the following remarks. As of yesterday, Steve Burns, who is the manager for contracts, has secured a proposal from a food operator, established person. That person did ask me to say his name, which kind of we usually don't, but I will. It's Stuart Jenkins from Greenfield. And because it was yesterday, the agreement has not yet been signed. It is a 1-year lease, which would give our CEO the opportunity to sign that lease. Stewart would like to be open by November 22nd. So in order to meet his deadlines, this will move along quite quickly. So that's my opening remarks. Is there any other points for discussion? Councillor Charlton?
That makes me very happy to hear that someone is operating the canteen and he's very well liked and respected in our community and had great success before. So that's wonderful. I did receive an email this morning from Dave Schofield, the president of the Kiwanis Club, and unaware, obviously, that there was a proposal submitted yesterday. However, they have suggested or asked if they could interim operate the Kiwanis Club and sell hot dogs. So I could read the letter, if that's okay, or? I would like to present to council an interim solution to let the Kiwanis Club of Liverpool run a scaled-down canteen at Queen's Place, selling hot dogs, water pop, bars, and chips. The club could use the canteen, but not necessarily. We could set up a table inside opposite the existing canteen alongside a spare change room. We could try this for the next game, which is on Thursday, November the 11th. To discuss further, please contact me. Thank you for considering this proposal. So, obviously, I am aware that Stu's coming in and plans to be open on November 22nd. Would there be anything preventing us from allowing them to sell their hot dogs in the interim prior to Stu operating?
Okay, that would be a Steve Burns, because he'd have to check food licenses and all those types of activities. We demand insurance from people that are selling food within our property and many other things. So all I can say is that that would go for to Steve, would it not?
So I could take this proposal to Steve. I'm assuming that the Kiwanis Club would have a food permit, given that they operate such things.
One of the challenges is we have one food license, and so potentially have to transfer it to the Kiwanis Club, and you have to transfer it immediately, and then we'd have to transfer it to Stu if Stu didn't, depending on what Stu's issue is with his license and whether he has a transferable license. I'm not sure what his rules are, but so that would make it very complicated to transfer it and then transfer it back. And if Stu wants to move in there relatively quickly, he's going to want to transfer sooner rather than later as well.
Okay.
Make sure there's no, because it may take us a week to get a transfer. I'm not sure what the timeline is, but if we transfer it to one, it may delay transferring to the other.
But the best thing, Councillor Charlton, is to provide that to Steve.
Yeah, I will do that.
And he will work. And
okay.
I'm certain if there's a way to make that happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, also as well, they weren't aware that Stu Jenkins was going to operate the canteen as November 22nd. So I'm sure, A, they'll be pleased about that. But and maybe they wouldn't be interested. I'm not sure. I'll pass the information along to Steve, and they can contact Dave. He can contact Dave.
Councillor Fancy?
Along with that, with what Councillor Charlton said, they were talking about the inside using tables or using the canteen. If they were outside and using the wagon, would that then take the difference in the food? Then they could use their own license because they wouldn't be within the proper, would it?
Councillor Fancy, the legalities of it all, I am not aware of. Steve Burns will and discuss and consider all those options, what's available.
The reason I wanted to mention that is because that wasn't mentioned in the letter, and I want to see that added to make sure that they could be able to put the wagon outside, possibility.
Yes,
to
Steve
be able to
will
use it
do
that
all
way.
He can to see what can be possible. Are there any other discussion points? Thank you. 7.3, the NSFM caucus structure. So in your background paper, when the Union of Nova Scotia municipalities changed their structure from regional areas, so at the beginning of amalgamation, the region of Queens would have met with neighboring municipal units from Lunenburg and Shelburne, and you would have had regional zones, and that was changed in the early 2000s, and what came forward was the town caucus, the municipal, the rural caucus, and the regional caucus. And at that point in time, the existing council chose to be part of the rural caucus rather than the regional caucus. Though the province wanted to put us in, and discussion might have involved around the fact that the region Queens would have been in a caucus with only CBRM and HRM, and maybe we were felt too small or whatever. But now, with the amalgamation of new towns and counties together and future amalgamation of other towns and counties coming, it is believed that we have more in common with the regional caucuses than we do than the rural caucuses. Rural caucuses do not own roads. They tend not to have the amount of sewer, water treatment plants that we have. So therefore, the discussion is, should we make application to the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities and request that we be transferred from rural caucus to regional caucus? That's the discussion. Councilor Brad?
I think it makes good sense for us to go to the regional caucus, because then we would be negotiating and talking about things on an equal footing. You know, we're if we fit in with rural, we also have road issues that we're not getting discussed in those caucus meetings. So I think, to me, it seems like it's a better idea to go with the regional. That way, you know, we're on a level footing.
And Windsor and West Hants and now are going to be part of that regional. The town of Annapolis and the county of Annapolis are talking. Anacanish, excuse me. Get them up there. The town of Anacanish and the county of Anacanish are also talking about amalgamation. So our similarity lies within that caucus. It would be no cost to us, no change, other than we would now receive the meetings from regional caucuses rather than minutes from rural caucuses. Councilor Gidney?
I reviewed this, and from my limited scope on this, I think I agree that it's a good idea. I think that we should be going to a regional rather than rural.
Would you like to move that this issue be referred next council for recommendation?
Yes, sir.
So it's been moved by Councilor Gidney that this issue be moved forward to the next council for recommendation, and it's seconded by Councilor Brett. Discussion? All those in favor? Passed. And that is the end of our public session. I encourage everyone to attend the Remembrance Day services. I know Councilor Amaro attended the one in Brooklyn that was held on Sunday. And I noticed that there are two in Liverpool this year. One is at the Cenotaph, and then the Queens County Museum is having the second service at the Norwegian Memorial at the museum at noontime for anyone who wishes to attend. That I need a motion to move in camera. We find that Councilor Charlton.